Text numéro 65. My genome and myself, seeking clues in DNA. For as little as $1,000 and a saliva sample, customers will be able to learn everything about their genes. Three companies have already announced plans to market such services. Offered the chance to be among the early testers, I agreed. But what if I learned I was likely to die young? Or that I had passed on a bad gene to my daughter? And what if an insurance company or an employer used such information against me? In spite of these worries, 3 weeks later, I was already somewhat addicted to the daily appointment with my genes through internet. Was this addiction genetic? When my hands hurt the other day, I immediately checked my DNA. Was this the first sign that I had inherited my grandmother's arthritis? I spent hours every day trying to link bits of DNA to diseases, appearance, and behavior. I had refused to drink milk as a teenager. Now it turns out my DNA is devoid of the mutation that eases the digestion of milk after infancy. Apparently, I also lack the predisposition for good verbal memory. Should I then be recording more of my interviews? No, I decided. The computer screen does mention that DNA is not definitive. Even if I learnt that my risk for developing a disease was high, there might well be nothing to do about it. And besides, I should not regard this as a medical diagnosis. However, before I spit into the test tube for the test, I called several major insurance companies to see whether I might not get insurance cover once the result of my test revealed. They said no. But that is now. What will insurance companies do in 5 years? Nevertheless, I had decided not to submit my daughter's DNA for testing because I didn't want to regard anything about her as predestined. If she wants to play the piano, who cares if she lacks perfect pitch? If she wants to run the 100-meter dash, who cares if she lacks the sprinting gene? And did I really want to know, did she really want to know, what genes she got from which parent and which grandparent? Still, watching those bar charts that showed good genes in green and bad ones in red, I found a perverse sense of accomplishment. My risk of breast cancer was no higher than average, as was my chance of developing Alzheimer's. I was in remarkably good genetic health. Yet, I must admit that studying my DNA has made me more acutely aware of the basic health risks we all face, even though I feel relieved not to have my grandmother's arthritis. Maybe I've just been typing too much. Adapted from New York Times, November 2007.